Back in the day when circus caravans wound their way across the country from town to town, crowds flocked to the big top. They were drawn in by sideshow performers, teasers of a sort, who worked the periphery, enticing audiences with promises of death-defying feats.
You're going to see the rubber girl, the electric lady, the escape artist.
Much has changed since the heyday of P.T. Barnum and the Greatest Show on Earth. The circus travels from big city to big city, performing in arenas named after communication empires and office supply stores. Tickets are sold in advance over the internet. But perhaps the most hallowed sideshow of all has resisted change at New York's fabled Coney Island. The amusement park at Coney Island has slowly decayed since World War II, as the high-tech roller coasters of Six Flags or Great Adventure have overshadowed the classic wooden cyclone that terrified youngsters of a distant generation. Coney Island's Steeplechase Park closed its doors in the 1960s, and the parachute jump took its last leap in 1968, long before finally being designated a New York City historic site. Just steps from the Atlantic Ocean beach, there remains the sideshow by the seashore. But the once silver-tongued exhortations of the human barker, giving voice to the show's painted advertisement banners, have been supplanted by a tinny, looped recording.
See him now, the fire eater, the sword swallower, the human blockhead, the electric lady, and everything else that you see pictured, painted, and advertised on the outside you will see here.
We visited the sideshow by the seashore on a recent sunny afternoon. It bills itself as a 10-in-1, referring to the number of featured acts. Historically, though, a 10-in-1 is insider carny talk, rarely appearing in a show's billing. After all, a sideshow would not fail to open for lack of an act or two. This day, Diamond Donnie V welcomes the crowd at the sideshow by the seashore.
We got 10 live acts. Some are beautiful, some are bizarre. They're all on this stage, and they're all being performed just for you.
There's the Twisted Sister.
She is the Rubber Man Sister. She's the Indiana Twister. Put your hands together for Madame Twisto.
The Sword Swallower.
This happens to be the most dangerous of all of the sideshow skills. Please welcome to the stage this gem, this diamond, this jewel of a young lady.
The Geek.
Direct from Mexico City. He is the vegetarian's nightmare. He is Eat the Geek.
And, of course,
the princess of pyrotechnics, the goddess of gasoline, the queen of kerosene. She is by far the hottest act in showbiz today. Please put these two together for the beautiful
For the finale, a young tattooed woman steps onto the stage. The princess of pyrotechnics lights two makeshift torches. They appear to be uncoiled clothes hangers with small balls of gauze at the ends, which have been dunked into some sort of flammable liquid. The flames illuminate her blue tattooed face. The inked markings, reminiscent of a zebra's stripes, mask her natural beauty. She twirls her flaming batons, lifts them to her lips, and exhales a dragon's breath. Outside, Insectivora, or Angelica Velez, as she's known to her friends, entertains questions from youthful fans. She doesn't shy away from our questions either.
This is my fourth season here, and yeah. I love it.
How did you get into it?
Actually, it was kind of a fluke. I got kidnapped by the Coney Island Circus Sideshow. The real story is I was actually ready to move back to Minneapolis, Minnesota, but I wanted to check out this, tattoo convention at the Roseland Tattoo Convention. And so they saw me like, wow, you know, those facial tattoos look amazing. You look like you could be like a jungle wild woman. Would you like to work at the Coney Island Sideshow? So yeah, I didn't go back to Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Angelica revealed some of Insectivora's fire-eating secrets that a carny performer would normally keep to herself. and we'll keep those secrets too, as this is a Do Not Try This at Home act. Eduardo Arocha, or Eek the Geek, shares Angelica's passion for performing. Eduardo is a poet by night. When he lost his day job as a street vendor, he needed an interesting place to write about. He started selling tickets at Coney Island 14 years ago and has been here ever since.
The sideshow is an addictive activity. It's very interesting to see how you bring so many people together. And when you look at the audience, it's really composed of the whole world. So you're performing for the real United Nations. I don't want the audience to get over intellectual about it or start analyzing anything. It is a world of make-believe, but if you want to believe, it does become a real world in that moment, and that's what I try to do.
To pull back the tent flaps on some of the mystery behind the sideshow, we brought author Joe Nickel with us to the performance. In his book, Secrets of the Sideshow, Nickel attempts to reveal the wonder of the carny without disturbing the magic. Nickel is a former carnival pitchman and professional magician. He now scours the country looking for myths and mysteries, frauds and forgeries. He explained why he thinks sideshows endure despite the sophistication of a 21st century world.
I think, though, that while people may be a little jaded, they may have seen a little of everything now, maybe a tattooed wonder isn't quite as shocking since you can see so many of them on the street. There's still room to see a fire eater or sword swallower, and it is simply more dramatic to see it live. It isn't the same to see it on a film or on TV, so I think there's an attraction. The problem with the sideshows, there are all kinds of theories. People say, wasn't it political correctness that put an end to the so-called freak shows and doomed the sideshows? No, not really. Mostly, what it is the midways, the big rides, were so popular that they were just sucking up money off the midway like a giant vacuum cleaner.
So do you think we're sort of at the end of an era now? Which sideshows? I mean, can this sideshow actually survive?
I think this one will survive as long as Coney Island survives.
And that may not be for long. A proposed Las Vegas-style entertainment complex with a $1 billion price tag threatens to radically alter the landscape of Coney Island. According to New York Magazine, Thor Equities has quietly spent nearly $100 million buying up large chunks of Coney Island real estate with visions of a resort paradise right alongside Coney Island's historic boardwalk. But for now, Coney Islanders still have their nostalgia and their sideshow by the seashore. Photos of the performers and attractions at the Sideshow by the Seashore can be found on our website, npr.org. Our story about the Coney Island Sideshow by the Seashore was produced by Jesse Baker and recorded by sound engineer Manoli Wetherill. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.